the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your presence, O God. From the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 7, verses 1 to 7. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim there this word, and say, hear the word of the Lord, all you people of Judah, you that enter these gates to worship the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and let me dwell with you in this place. Do not trust in these deceptive words. This is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. For if you truly amend your ways and your doings, if you truly act justly one with another, if you do not oppress the alien, the orphan, and the widow, or shed innocent blood in this place, and if you do not go after other gods to your own hurt, then I will dwell with you in this place, in the land that I gave of old to your ancestors forever and ever. Thus ends the reading from Jeremiah. And from Paul's letter to the churches at Rome, chapter 12, verses 9 to 21. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Extend hospitality to strangers. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. No, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. For by doing this, you will heap burning coals on their heads. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Here ends the reading from Romans 12. My message this morning is called Genuine. In the reading from Jeremiah, the prophet stood at the gate of God's house and warned people as they entered. They were showing up, offering sacrifices, doing their ritual duties, they thought. Yet they left the Almighty there in the temple when they went home to dinner. They did not bring that demanding God along when they bought and sold, when they threw rocks at foreigners or stepped over the poor. Quoting God, Jeremiah said, change your behavior and let me live here with you. Treat aliens, orphans, widows, and innocents fairly, justly, and I can live with you again. Our Creator looks at our behavior to see if we are open to the Holy One. Caring for the poor, the helpless, means more than showing up in the pretty house we built to keep God in. Some will tell you that all that matters in your walk with Jesus is just believing. Yet from the earliest church, Paul and other church teachers were reminding us that behavior matters. In the first couple hundred years of Christianity, soldiers could not be baptized because Jesus taught nonviolence. Even actors could not be Christians because they were deceiving people, acting. If you wanted to become a Christian, you might have met with a sponsor for months or years while you learned and incorporated ethical, Christ-like behavior in your daily life. When your sponsor saw that you were living a wholesome life, then you could be baptized into the faith. As church leaders explained, God's forgiveness, compassion, and love are free. However, in response, we should want to please God. We should want to love like Jesus. The Apostle Paul, in his letter to the churches at Rome, called it genuine love. Some might describe this as living with integrity, loving as if you mean it. You say you follow Jesus, you love neighbor. Outdo each other in showing affection, respect, and honor. Love is not just a word. Genuine love gets lived out loud in how you treat each other. And then, do we show respect and care outside our circles? Do we honor leaders with whom we disagree? Reverend Ken Samuel writes that therapists struggle to get people to unearth the depths of their despair. What is really going on with you? Perhaps we spend too much time saying, everything is fine. How are you? Fine. Shoving it aside. We may also forget why we feel empty, lethargic, or sad. Sadness is no fun, so we turn away. We pretend we are okie dokie. We wear the weak smile. Yet we all know life has genuine lows. Disappointments linger. Betrayals keep hurting. Great losses take great time in deep valleys. Reverend Samuel reminds us the high notes of life have so much more appeal and applause than the low notes. And yet none of our most enduring melodies and symphonies can be supported and sustained by the high notes alone. Real life is not just our mounting up on wings like an eagle. Real life is also about our trek through valleys filled with shadows of death. He continues, in the black church, we often say, you may see my glory, but you don't know my story. The story often speaks of misery, but it is only bad if it is never told. Paul writes, rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. What if church were a safe place to share your story, the highs and the lows? What if your church were a safe place to say that life is awful right now? It might be. It might be just the perfect place to share your story. And what if sharing all your miseries and even your silly joys helps another know she is not alone? Love one another with affection, respect, and honor. We may chuckle when a child shares way too much information, but consider that children are trusting us to love them even through their potty training reports. Children trust us to survive their embarrassing questions and their too intimate announcements. And we do. Our love for children, whether ours or someone else's, is so broad, deep, and resilient that we still love them after they get gum in their hair. We still love them when they wet their pants. We even still love them when they cannot learn their multiplication tables. Paul asked the churches at Rome, and I suspect us as well, to let love be genuine. Real love surrounds hungry strangers, thirsty enemies, weepy sisters, and brothers who do not think they are strong enough. Paul said so. Real love accepts you when you can bake cookies and move furniture, and loves you still when you need to babble on endlessly when your kids are haywire, when your home is flooded, or when you need a shoulder to cry on. We have our own gifts and callings, ways to love one another. I love fair trade. Just stole this cross, my purse. When you give a fair trade gift for a wedding or a birthday, you share genuine love in several directions for the recipient, for creation, and for the producer. Who said I don't have illustrations? The island nation of Haiti was one of the poorest, most corrupt nations on earth before it was hit with a hurricane. It is still not healthy and whole. Much work remains. Serve is one fair trade seller which helps the poorest of farmers and crafters make a good living while making your life more beautiful. When you give a beautiful decoration, you are, like this one, you are recycling old oil drums. You are employing the craftspeople in the workshop of Jean-David Remy, allowing them to support their families, send their children to school. You are loving one another with genuine love. An Episcopal congregation in California runs a laundromat one day a month. Sound weird? Not your idea of genuinely loving your neighbor? Think of those on disability or pensions whose dollars run out before the month is over. Think of low-income families with lots of dirty clothes and not enough paydays for all the bills. One day every month, church members clean machines, hand out soap, and get to know those who line up for free washing and drying. Like the former aerospace machinist who never imagined himself seeking charity, and the mother of three who lost her job in March. Member Shannon Kassoff says, "This is probably the most meaningful thing we do, because we are taking our love outside the walls of the church, bringing it to the people and sharing what we think is an amazing experience. And that's just love." Paul said, "Contribute to the needs of the saints, extend hospitality to strangers." In fact, there is so much good advice in this little passage from Paul's letter to the Romans, to the Christians at Rome, that I made copies. They're back on the back table there. Take one home. Tape it to your mirror or your TV remote. Fasten it in your checkbook, your dashboard, or over the kitchen sink so that love may be genuine. If the world feels fed, healthier, wiser, cared for, your love just might be Christ-like, real love. The Apostle Paul asked for genuine love. Quote, "Love one another with mutual affection, outdo one another in showing honor," end quote. Share hope, patience, perseverance, satisfy needs, pray, contribute. Extend hospitality to strangers. Quote, "Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep, live in harmony with one another," end quote. Hang out with the outcasts, live peaceably, leave vengeance to God, feed your enemies, overcome evil with good, let love be genuine. Amen.